The seats are all full so we can start. There's a lot of people, of course, outside, and the farm marshal is not letting anyone else in.
It was a healing stream,
okay,
flowing from the
floor. I heard it.
Benny Hinn's dressing room begins to resemble backstage at a rock concert. The show is about to begin.
We have some seats left, but every time we open the door, they mob the doors.
Well, let's just start and just bring them in one by one or whatever.
Despite appearances, Benny Hinn insists he's not the center of attention.
That's it.
But if there are any doubts about Pastor Hinn's celebrity and mastery of the media, one need only watch his carefully choreographed grand entrance.
Pray for me, gentlemen.
The final touch. 9,000 voices implored to sing How Great Thou Art as Pastor Hinn finally takes the stage.
Do you have fun up there?
Oh, yes. There's a little bit of show business that you see in that. It's not really show business, it's just me. I'm just enjoying myself serving the Lord, you know.
Crusades are videotaped from every conceivable angle.
Double it, Lord!
Excerpts are edited into Benny Hinn's daily television program, This Is Your Day.
Touch!
People come to the services and watch the TV show to see the flamboyant healings that take place on stage.
Double the anointing, Jesus!
But even Benny Hinn admits not every miracle shown on his program is the real thing.
You see, when someone gets healed, you really need to give it a good year before you should even do anything with it. If I should do that, I would have no program.
Knock, knock, what do you feel?
I chose to do this, feeling and believing that showing people getting healed.
Run one more time.
Even if 50% of them really are healed, gives hope to individuals who are sick. Look, even if one was real on one program, if only one healing was really a healing, it's still a plus.
I think the dangers for televangelists are no different than that of a politician, an athlete, a movie star. There is something about power that is corrupting.
The Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability was formed in 1979. ECFA demands total disclosure from its 850 members, which includes high-profile preachers like Billy Graham and Pat Robertson, but not Benny Hinn. Nelson says Benny Hinn's yearly salary is much higher than any of the ministers in his organization. Still, Pastor Hinn's celebrity, he says, would make him a good candidate.
When you put too much voltage into an individual and too much accolade is given any individual, then the amount of accountability needs to rise, in my view.
When we first reported on Benny Hinn, he told us he was considering joining the group. Since then, he's backed off.
I have been advised by certain people who are members to wait. In some cases, they said it may not help me at all.
It remains to be seen if Benny Hinn will make his salary public, become more financially accountable, and curb his extravagant spending. But the dangers of spiritual celebrity don't stop there. Pastor Hinn says he answers to a higher power than the general public.
Well, you know, the scriptures do say that to whom much is given, much is required. So it's required of me to be more careful than, you know, an individual who's not in the limelight.
Like major Hollywood celebrities just up the coast, Benny Hinn has found fame and fortune come with a price.
Send a fresh revelation on these, your people.
Anointing of God can be a blessing or a curse. If you're living the kind of life that pleases God, it's a blessing to be anointed, to be used.
But if you're not living right, if there's sin in your heart, if you are dishonest, that anointing can be your enemy, can be your curse.
And while he brings hope to hundreds of thousands of people, they bless him with adulation and money.
How do you react to the criticisms one of them made on this, on a program on this network, Impact, that you are given to extravagances, entourage to Europe, round trip on the Concorde, ministry picked up the tab, fly a private jet, often buy designer clothes, wears expensive Armani suits, house in Laguna Beach. Why do that as the spokesman of the Lord, who,
well, first
I imagine
of all,
Jesus didn't have any of that.
Well, first of all, I disagree that preachers ought to wear sackcloth and that type of thing.
Preachers who live in big homes and drive big cars ought to re-examine their calling.
Secondly, Larry, when I need to fly the Concorde, I will, because of my schedule.
The Lord wasn't rich. The apostles were not rich.
Thirdly, I make a salary like anybody else.
But prosperity has a whole different meaning now out there in many circles. It means money. It means big cars, big homes. It means wealth, earthly, worldly wealth. That's not biblical.
These are questions that will always be asked of ministers. Why?
And you don't feel any guilt over them, right?
And I feel if driving a Benz offends one brother, I don't need to drive it. Why should I drive a Benz and hurt a soul? I would rather heal that soul and drive a Honda.
Each week, John Bloom compiles the finest moments of religious broadcasting, the tossed salad, if you will. Behold, God's stuff.
So saith the good book, give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me health. Few can compare to the bedside manner of the Lord's own EMT, Benny Hinn.
Ooh. Somebody says, why do you blow on people? I don't know. I just know that the Holy Spirit says do it. And you know what? It works.
Indeed, His glory reaches us all, especially those who have cable.
Yeah, you guys take it.
God working miracles through the holy lips of Benny Hinn of Orlando, Florida, the city where the rides are never free. This is John Bloom. This has been God's Stuff. Hoping the Lord will blow you away.
The Anointed, call it the Daily.
As we go to air tonight, an American evangelist named Benny Hinn will have arrived in Australia to preach to thousands at his crusades. Trouble is, Benny Hinn is a fake, a dangerous fake. What he does is prey on the sick, the desperate, and the gullible. The advertisements for his Australian tour say, Miracle Crusade, come expecting to receive your miracle. Well, that's simply a lie. What we've discovered is